I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, brought to you in part by BenSwan.com. Now, this piece is in response to a question I received on Facebook from Michelle, who asked this, quote, "Myself and some friends would like to know if the rumor of 57 Iranian warships off the East Coast is true or not. Also, if Obama gave the go-ahead for them to attack when the dollar fails," end quote. Well, it is true that Iranian ships are headed this way, not 57. But according to Admiral Afshin Haddad, the vessels have already entered the Atlantic Ocean via waters near South Africa. Haddad says that the fleet is approaching U.S. maritime borders for the very first time. It's only about 14 miles from the East Coast. So why would Iran do this? I'll explain right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced, while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right, but the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. So what is true about these Iranian warships headed to the East Coast? Well, first of all, it doesn't appear to be 57, but actually two vessels. One is a smaller frigate, which will carry about 30 naval cadets. The other is a supply ship. But they will remain on this mission for about 3 months. Now, what is interesting about this story are the internet stories of how the Iranians are coming to war, how they're coming to the East Coast, how 57 ships are headed this way. How could we allow them so close to U.S. waters? And yet, when you consider the reason for Iran sending their ships this way, Iran is protesting the U.S. Navy deploying ships into the Persian Gulf, which we've been doing for some time. The U.S. Navy's Fifth Fleet is based in Bahrain, just across the Persian Gulf from Iran. And the U.S. conducts regular exercises in the Persian Gulf, just in case. Exercises that we in the U.S. would be enraged by if the Iranians were doing them in waters so close to us. Now keep in mind, one of these ships the Iranians are sending over was almost destroyed by a U.S. fighter jet in 1988. Some media reports have referred to these ships as being nothing more than rust buckets, hardly a threat to the United States. As for the claim that the Obama administration wants to attack these ships if the dollar fails, well, that is based much more in fantasy than anything else. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
You have friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health insurance. For treatment and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices, consider AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com. Heart bypass, valve replacement, six figures under U.S. prices. Hip or knee replacement, some of the best cosmetic surgeons on the planet. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com is honored to be associated with a highly internationally certified hospital serving 300,000 patients a year. Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com and click on medical tours today. You could be on an operating table 72 hours from now.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Chelation was first used in the 50s to get the lead out, but the doctors found it also improved circulation and heart health. Today, people still spend thousands of dollars to take chelation. The herbs in Extendivite were chosen for their chelating and healing effects to give you the detoxifying benefits of chelation plus the health benefits of the other herbs for a fraction of the cost of chelation therapy. People have reported finding many long-term ailments start to disappear the longer they take Extendivite. It is no secret that if you remove the toxins, you remove the causes of many of today's ailments. Don't wait any longer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Really Happened radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Tuesday, March 18th, 2014. We have a lot of stuff to talk about today, a lot of things going on in the world. And our phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Sam is sitting in our control room, twiddling the dials, managing the Truth Warp Drive, and ready to answer the phone when you call on in. Obviously, the top news continues to be developments in Crimea. Vladimir Putin got up before the Russian parliament, made a speech. Then they signed a treaty of reunification with Crimea, which the Russian parliament, if they haven't already ratified it, they're about to. And so it's official. Crimea is part of Russia again. And the timing was very important because, as you know, we're hearing from the government in Kiev, they are preparing to militarily intervene in Crimea and take back that particular piece of land. Well, now, if they invade Crimea, they are invading Russia. And that is a whole different kettle of fish, or borscht, or whatever you want to call it here. It would be a major hornet's nest for them to get into, and they wouldn't dare do it unless they had secret commitments from the West, meaning the U.S., to go on in there and set up a catapult and fling John McCain at them or something. So they've signed this reunification treaty, and it's now back together. Ron Paul had a very interesting take on this. You know, what is the big deal? Because there are a number of regions that are seceding from what they view as unresponsive or oppressive or illegitimate governments. Scotland is seceding from the United Kingdom. Catalonia is seceding from Spain. Venice is seceding from Italy. It doesn't seem to be that much of a big deal in the American media, but when Crimea secedes from the recently coup d'etat overthrown Ukraine, oh my goodness, it's a horrible thing. We cannot allow this. And there's an interesting article over at 21stCenturyWire.com. The paradigm-shattering impacts of Crimea's landslide vote. Even the arch-globalist, Mikhail Gorbachev, has said, yeah, this is what the people want. And it corrects a mistake made long ago by the Soviet Union when the Soviet Union allowed Crimea to be taken away from them. And this should be good news rather than declaring sanctions. Now, the Ukrainian government is refusing to abandon their military bases in Crimea. They're saying they're ours, our people are on them, they're loyal and so forth and so on. And the Ukrainian parliament has authorized a partial military mobilization on its borders. They're basically gearing up for war over Crimea. Now, they formed a new National Guard. They have called up 40,000 reservists, most of whom are going to be deployed in this newly established National Guard. Where are they going? Crimea? No. They're going to so-called strategic locations to help quell sporadic pro-Russian protests in the eastern cities of Kharkiv and Donetsk, which are already talking about having a referendum to secede from the Ukraine themselves. So the Iron Hand is already coming crashing down on the people of the Ukraine. By golly, we worked hard to overthrow that government and put in a puppet ruler, and you will obey them. Now, Russian forces obviously are looking to take control of those Ukrainian military bases still inside Crimea, because Crimea, if you study a map, it's actually fairly easy to defend from a ground invasion coming from the north. There's really only four choke points you need to worry about. The rest of it's all water and mud. But Crimea doesn't want to be dealing with military actions coming out of those Ukrainian bases still on their territory. So Russian forces basically moved in to try and clean them out. At Semferopol, shots were fired. One officer was injured. They're trying to do this as nonviolently as they can to basically say, if you are loyal to the Ukraine, please move there. Same thing we keep saying to all those Israel firsters in the U.S. Congress. Obama's public image right now is that he's backed down on Crimea because of those wrist-slap sanctions that he imposed. In fact, we're seeing articles like over in Washington Times, mockery greets Obama's new sanctions against Russian officials. Well, let's be fair to Obama. There isn't much more he can do. And it's rather interesting. The online shills are already out there saying, you know, the U.S. economy can crush the Russian economy and we should move forward. Russia's economy is only so many trillion and the U.S. economy is so many more trillion. And they're trying to sell the idea that this is a good thing. They're trying to sell you the idea that, yes, we should get into a war of sanctions with Russia because it'll hurt them more than it will hurt us. And that is simply not true, because it's not the volume of the economy that is the issue. It is how fragile the economies of the United States and European Union are right now. They're crippled by debt, piled on by this practice of a private central bank issuing all of the public currencies alone at interest. Now, Putin took control of Russia's central bank. It's still privately owned. The owners still own it. He didn't take it away from them. But the Russian government is directing Russia's economy. They've turned their public currency back to a public utility, and that's why the money junkies hate him. The instant Putin did that, I knew that sooner or later we would be at war with Russia. Russia's pretty much paid off all of its debts. When was the last time the United States paid off its national debt? Andrew Jackson was president. The whole system is geared to keep you all permanently in debt and working to pay off that debt or working to pay off the interest. Nobody's paid off on the principal for decades now. All righty, let's see. We already got this Putin approves draft bill for annexation. U.S. and EU impose toothless sanctions. This is reported in The Guardian. Even the British corporate media is saying, yeah, this was almost a joke. And so far, what we're hearing from inside Russia itself is the sanctions imposed by the United States and the European Union are triggering smiles and jokes and sarcasm. The Russian stock market is up, which shows they are not afraid of American sanctions right now. Putin, of course, has kept his promise to match sanction for sanction, and has issued Russian sanctions against various U.S. senators and high-ranking administration officials. It's a tit-for-tat situation. And it is a reminder that every sanction coming from the West will be matched by one coming from the East. Now, Russia is already talking about switching to other currencies than the dollar, and it's a legitimate threat. The Kremlin has said if the U.S. tries to significantly harm Russia's economy, Russia will target the dollar. And by that, they don't mean just the dollar, but those treasury bonds that are out there. And it's a credible threat. Now, Vice President Biden is in Europe to reassure America's allies that they've got the situation in Ukraine and Crimea under control and not to worry and not to panic. And he's out there to quell what are being described as fears of a resurgent Russia under President Putin. Well, Russia isn't resurgent. It's the West that is in decline, suffocating to death under the slavery of private central banks issuing the public currencies alone at interest. And the reason they're so scared of Russia was the same reason they were scared of Germany before big mistake number two. When you free yourself from that model of banking, you become prosperous. And nations that are enslaved to these private central banks cannot compete with nations that have public currency as a public utility. They can't. There's just no way to do it. because that parasitic siphoning off of real wealth by the private bankers cripples the nation and its productivity. We've certainly seen it here in the U.S. And that's the real issue here. And that's why this war is probably going to continue to escalate even further. And it's a very, very dangerous situation. And everybody's still edging closer. They want the other side to look like the bad guy. But the world pretty much understands it's the U.S. that's the bad guy. We're the bad guys, this world war. And that is just the way it is. We got to take a break for commercials. We will be right back.
Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only take a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I'm noticing over here on Fox News, they're running a banner headline, White House vows more actions against Russia. And I'm not exactly sure what they can do. Remember back in 2003 when they were trying to sell the war with Iraq? Oh, he's got nuclear weapons. He's going to destroy us all. And a lot of the allies didn't go along with that, including France, at which point to express their ire, the United States Congress ordered that the French fries on the congressional cafeteria menu be renamed Freedom Fries. Okay, and that was how they showed their ire here. So I expect we'll probably get an order that Russian salad dressing is now going to be called freedom dressing. By the way, in response to that, French fries being renamed freedom fries, France renamed American cheese idiot cheese, which shows how really effective all of this stuff can be. Speaking of France, they may scrap a deal they had with Russia to purchase two Mistral-class warships. I'm sorry, for France to deliver two Mistral-class warships to the Russian Navy. They're going to cancel that and just eat the losses on that whole situation. The French foreign minister is out there saying that Russia's participation in all future G8 meetings is hereby suspended. Of course, the whole point of this exercise is Russia and the Ukraine, or Russia and Crimea, don't want to be tied up with Europe's economy anymore, or the Western economy. The Western economy is clearly headed downward. It's in major decline, and it's not going to turn around because they won't address the core problems that caused this decline. They want to go on thinking that they can do patches and public relations or propaganda, and that will make it all better. And, of course, it isn't. There are fundamental flaws with our system of economics, and nobody wants to talk about it. Now, supposedly, Russia, as of today, has been kicked out of the SWIFT system. And the SWIFT system is the system for wire transfers between banks around the globe. It is centered on the U.S. dollar. And so to express their ire, Russia is out of the SWIFT system. Well, that's going to backfire because the BRICS nations are already developing their own non-dollar-centric banking transfer system. And this move is simply going to accelerate the project. They're close to going as it is. And this will just speed up the timetable. And you will see a lot of other countries wanting to jump onto that system in order to not have to go through the U.S. dollar. The SWIFT system was sort of the hardware implementation of Bretton Woods. Now, Turkey, as you're probably already aware, Erdogan is absolutely a U.S. puppet. And that is why, even though there's a popular uprising against Erdogan in Turkey, we don't get a lot of coverage of that here in the American media because, you know, who cares what the people want as long as the leader is in the U.S. sphere of influence. So Turkey has issued a warning to Russia that it may blockade the Bosphorus, simply close it to all Russian military traffic. Now, this, of course, would be a violation of the Montrose Convention. And Russia, of course, will not take that lightly because one of the major reasons Russia wanted to keep the Crimea is that is Russia's only warm water naval seaport. I know a big part of the reason for the coup d'etat in Kiev was the idea that the new government in Kiev would tell Russia to get out of Crimea, and that would basically be the end of the Black Sea Fleet and Russia's warm water naval presence. And as we have seen, the winters are getting harder and harder, and that means during the winter months, Russia would not be able to sortie naval forces from their North Sea fleet bases up in Murmansk. And so that warm water seaport is of vital strategic interest to Russia, and they are not going to lose it, either by surrendering Crimea or letting Turkey close a little no-entry gate across the Bosphorus. So that's another area in which this situation, if it goes to open warfare, Turkey will be definitely, definitely a target. Putin in his speech, and by the way, we have the entire Putin speech up on whatreallyhappened.com if you want to go take a look at that, and basically said the United States is guided by the rule of the gun in foreign policy. And Putin said, our Western partners headed by the United States prefer not to be guided by international law in their practical policies, but by the rule of the gun. They have come to believe in their exceptionalism and their sense of being the chosen ones, that they can decide the destinies of the world, that it is only them who can be right, end quote. And by the way, that was the stated position of the Project for the New American Century. Their whole agenda was the U.S. was the world's only remaining superpower, and they might as well act like it. And that opened the door to this century of unending warfare launched by the new Pearl Harbor of 9/11. Now, polls inside Russia are showing the Russian people overwhelmingly supporting their reunification with Crimea, or Crimea's reunification with Russia. They're all very happy with this. Putin's approval ratings are right through the roof, quite in contrast with Obama. And basically, and this is a story coming out of n.ria.ru, saying Moscow is opposed to NATO presence on historic Russian territory. That's another issue here, because way back when the Soviet Union was breaking up and collapsing and the new Russian Federation was formed, and everybody said, let's end the Cold War and we will let all these nations go independent as long as NATO does not start inserting themselves to try and encircle Russia. We even had a president that, I forget which one, we've got a list of presidential lies, and it's on whatreallyhappened.com, and it's in there. But the U.S. government promised Russia they would not try and encircle the new Russian republics, and they have. They've been picking off little bits of nation, building up missile bases, all the rest of that. And so Moscow knows the U.S. government cannot be trusted with any promises that it makes. And they see this constant NATO encroachment as a threat to their strategic, commercial, economic interests. And they're responding, as we would respond if, let's say, if Iran was now into Canada and Mexico and Cuba and just trying to encircle us. How would we respond? We'd go to war. That's exactly what Putin is doing. The first dozen of the U.S. warplanes promised have arrived in Poland. These are reportedly F-15s, which I think at this day and age are basically able to fly one day out of three. Russia has deployed six Su-27 fighters and three military transport jets to Belarus, which now complicates Poland's air defense issue, because now they're having to look in two directions here. Now, it turns out half of the Ukrainian naval fleet are based in Crimea, and the new government of Crimea is saying, well, basically, those are now ours. They're now going to be part of Russia's Black Sea fleet. And it's not an impressive navy. Ukraine had 40 ships, 20 of which are currently docked at naval bases in Crimea. And they're not great. They've got one submarine. It's an old diesel-electric Foxtrot-class submarine. I didn't even know there were any of those still working. I got to tour one of those down in Sydney Harbor many, many years ago. And for the age it was made, it was impressive, but certainly not in terms of modern Navy. But they're basically grabbing that. Now, down in Argentina, their president, Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner, is reminding everybody the same thing Putin is saying. The UN Charter, the Charter of the United Nations, stipulates the right of people to self-determination. And that rule should be applied to all countries without any exception. And that is important to remember when you have Obama saying it's illegal, it violates the Ukrainian constitution. Well, first of all, this guy doesn't follow our constitution, so he has no moral standing to talk about Ukraine's constitution. But remember, in our constitution, it says treaty obligations are the highest law of the land. And that includes the UN Charter. This is a whole new model of countering U.S. imperialism. And it could change the game, and that's why the U.S. is fighting this so hard. More when we come back.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver, and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says, silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
What really happened? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Fighting Pharaoh. Hear the Afro-Radio. Tired of the mainstream media lies. Listening to Fighting Radio.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about the situation in Crimea and the referendum for secession. And again, Crimea is hardly the only one. Catalonia is seceding from Spain. Scotland is seceding, once again, from the United Kingdom. Venice is seceding from Italy. This happens all the time. It shouldn't be a big deal, but it is in this case. What this is presenting is more than simply Ukraine and Crimea and Russia. This signals a major change in the response of the world to U.S. imperialism. Now, as we mentioned on one of our shows last week, since the end of World War II, the United States has covertly overthrown and tried to covertly overthrow and install new puppet governments in 56 different nations. They've succeeded 25 times. And the mindset has been, once we've co-opted and replaced the government, the people will just go along. And that used to work. But the whole model falls apart if the U.S. overthrows a government, puts in a new bunch of pirates, and the rest of the country says, well, we don't want to be part of that any longer. And the pieces start breaking away. Crimea's already broken away. We know that there are at least two other cities in the eastern Ukraine that are talking about referendums of secession and merging with Russia. the U.S. can't control a country by controlling its government if the country simply decides we're going to move away. We're going to quit. The government is not responsive to us. It's not taking care of us. It's illegitimate. It's corrupt. Why should we go along with that? And that, of course, is a very, very healthy attitude to have, not just in Crimea, but here in the United States of America. I think we need a referendum to secede from our government over in Israel. So the world is changing to the U.S. pattern of overthrow, mostly because we understand that's what's going on. Now, the IMF is already in the Ukraine. The installed coup d'etat puppet regime in Kiev is handing them everything on a silver platter, privatization of public assets. The pipelines are literally being given over to companies like Chevron, and the IMF has come in there with plans for massive austerity for Ukraine. Now, remember, it was that pattern of massive austerity all across Europe that led the ousted government of Ukraine to say, we don't want to be part of the European Union, we're going to go with the deal coming in from Russia. And so now the IMF has gotten its way, they're into the Ukraine, and they're talking about extreme austerity measures, national impoverishment, grinding the people down to abject poverty, as they've already done in Cyprus, Greece, Spain, France, Italy, even Germany's feeling it now. Because the whole goal of private central banking is that the wealth created by the labor of all the people goes into their pockets, and the people are kept in position by this imposed belief, an obligation to pay off these debts, which by design are unpayable. Remember, the trap of private central banking is the instant that first pretty printed piece of paper goes into circulation, more money is owed to that central bank than is actually in existence. It doesn't matter how hard you work. It doesn't matter how much you sacrifice. The debt can never be paid off, and the bankers use that debt to control the nation, its people, and its government. That's the trap. It's ruled by compound interest. And it's no more legitimate a form of governance than rule by divine right or rule by slavery. The only legitimate form of governance is self-governance. And not the illusion of self-governance, real self-governance. A people standing up and saying, this system does not work for us, it is time to get rid of it. So those people in the Ukraine who went along with the coup d'etat are about to get a very, very hard lesson. Now, earlier today, Russia Today's YouTube channel was shut down. If you went to their channel page, it said, this account has been terminated for violations of our terms of service. And there was a huge public outcry, amazing backlash. YouTube put Russia Today's channel back up and said, oh, it was just a technical glitch. We don't know why it happened. It just, all of a sudden, it was gone and... you know, it's back and we're sorry and we won't do it again. We know they do it again. A lot of stuff is being deleted off of YouTube. There was another big stink regarding this police brutality video that was yanked off of YouTube for terms of service violation. So forth and so on. Now, Jim Sinclair over at LouRockwell.com is reiterating the point we've been making here on the show. Putin has a nuclear economic bomb aimed at the United States. And it's absolutely true. For all this tough talk about sanctions and everything, they don't realize its repercussions in a globalist economy. Russia supplies one-third of Europe's natural gas. Most of that goes to Germany. That can't get cut off. They're already trying to figure out some way they can scramble to get some other supplies up there. That's why the big push on fracking. We're going to frack the American heartland, and who cares if they're, you know, getting methane out of their faucets, because we've got to show Russia what for. And remember, the weakness is the U.S. dollar and the treasury bonds, because those are not viewed with a great deal of trust anymore in the world since the collapse of the mortgage-backed security fraud back in 2008. The Federal Reserve has created $16 trillion with a T, dollars out of thin air, and poured them all over the big banks to keep them solvent during this crisis, which they made for themselves with their fraud. And that's on top of the $80 to $100 billion being created out of thin air every single month to keep the stock market propped up. the U.S. dollar is hence very fragile, because all those additional dollars mean that the value of any $1 continues to decline. It's not seen as trustworthy. A lot of people doing business in other countries are being notified that the prices they're being told they have to pay are only good for 2 weeks or 1 month, because they're not sure what's going to happen to the dollar after that. Now remember, for every dollar that's created out of thin air by the Federal Reserve, there is a corresponding treasury bond issued by the U.S. government. What they're doing is they're printing up pretty printed pieces of paper that are utterly worthless and swapping them back and forth. That treasury bond is a promise to enslave future generations of Americans, to make them work, to take away their work product and give nothing back to them at all for it, in order to redeem the treasury bond. That's what backs the treasury bond, and the U.S. dollar is your future slave labor. The problem is, there is a treasury bond bubble, and everybody knows it. There are not enough living Americans, especially with the current massive unemployment, whose taxes can go to redeem those treasury bonds. When Clinton looted the cash buildup for the baby boomers out of Social Security, it was deemed a loan, and that cash was taken out and replaced with treasury bonds, which now the government can't redeem, which is why we have a Social Security crisis. So if this sanctions war really gets going, Russia has already said they will stop using the dollar completely. They'll dump their dollars, and they will dump their T-bills. They'll just absorb the loss and dump it. We already know China will follow suit. India is indicating it's going to follow suit. The entire BRICS nations will probably follow suit, and that will trigger a global panic. Everybody will be getting out of dollars. Everybody will be getting out of their treasury bonds, and the whole thing will come crashing down. In pursuing this militarist policy, this imperial agenda, any further could very easily destroy the United States of America from within. It'll be like a real-life version of the movie Rollover, where it just all comes apart at once. And I'm sure the war hawks are out there saying, well, you know, even if we have to make the American people suffer, it's a small price to pay to get Russia. Now, we ran a poll at whatreallyhappened.com. Do you support intervention in Crimea if it means greater economic harm to the United States? 91% said no. 9% said yes. Now, it's easy to say we can tolerate economic harm if you're part of the 1%. But when you're looking at the majority of Americans who are just now barely hanging on, any increase in economic hardship means people going hungrier than they are now, more people losing their homes, more people losing their businesses. The U.S. economy does not have the resiliency to support any more wars, and certainly does not have the resiliency to survive a deliberate, coordinated economic attack by Russia, China, India, and the rest of these countries. They're playing with fire here. And I wish there was somebody in Washington, D.C. who had the long view, the overview, to understand that it is the United States that placed itself in this position of incredible economic weakness. And you better take that into consideration before you start planning on where you're going to send the bombs. We have to take another break for commercials. Do join us on the air, 800-313-9443, and we will be right back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Pardon me. Welcome back to the show here. Now, interesting article over at readersupportednews.org. Mainstream U.S. media is lost in Ukraine. Do you remember back in 2003 where the American corporate media was marching in lockstep with the U.S. government's war agenda, and they were out there screaming that Saddam had nuclear weapons, he had germs, he had chemicals, he was behind 9/11, he was aiding Al-Qaeda, and all the rest of that other stuff, all of which turned out to be complete fabrications and lies. And in the intervening years, the corporate media has been roundly chastised for having lied, for having stood shoulder to shoulder with U.S. government propagandists and lying to you all to trick you out of your money to pay for the war and the lives of your children lost in the war. And the corporate media said, well, we're sorry. Really, we've got a frowny face. and we promise we'll do better. And here we are in the Ukrainian situation, 2014, 9 years later, and they are still back in lockstep with the U.S. government. I mean, some of the spin and bias is just pathetically obvious. I saw one report where every time they talked about the Crimean referendum, they preceded it with the words trumped up. It's a trumped up referendum. They're still trying to say that the Crimean people voted under the barrel of a gun. Now, there were international observers there who said this was all on the up and up. We should have those international observers monitoring the U.S. elections if we can ever get them off those electronic machines, those nation-stealing electronic machines. Diebold voting machines, we guarantee the result. And so, roundly, you know, we're seeing again Washington Post, Ukraine decries Russian invasion, and they're basically treating this coup d'etat regime in Kiev as if it speaks for the entire nation of Ukraine, where it is clearly only speaking for itself and the IMF and the oil companies. The official U.S. position is that this government installed in Kiev by force is the legitimate government, and the democratic expressions of the people of Crimea are illegitimate and to be ignored. So much for the world's champion of democracy in action here. Now, on a side note, I was in an online debate with somebody insisting that absolutely U.S. economy could, you know, crush Russia. Russia needs customers for their oil and gas. Well, it's the other way around. The rest of the world needs oil and gas. Can't live without it. And Russia just got a whole batch of new resources because the United Nations is now recognizing this large area in the Sea of Okhotsk is now recognized to be part of Russia's continental shelf and under their control and jurisdiction. This underwater area is roughly the size of Holland and Belgium combined, and it is dripping with petrochemicals. So they've gotten huge, huge new energy resources to work with. Meanwhile, the U.S. is trying to frack their way out of the energy crisis. And they're running into major opposition because it is very toxic. Another interesting article. If we can't get a war going in Ukraine, let's ramp up the other wars in these other places here. And over at newsforge.com, they got a story. Western powers begin process to hold Kim Jong-un accountable for crimes against humanity. We're going to start bashing North Korea. And maybe that's the reason the SEALs took over that North Korean flag tanker coming out of Libya. They're trying to goad Kim Jong-un into doing something provocative where they can get the war going over there in the Western Pacific, because they're that desperate. They have gotten this nation into a hideous economic mess, and they're hoping a full-on world war will get them out, because, hey, that's what worked the last two times. So third time's a charm is what they're thinking here. Meanwhile, Iran is reporting that it foiled a sabotage attempt on their new Iraq reactor. And they're basically saying that somebody damaged some of the pumping equipment. They're not saying whether it was direct hands-on sabotage or more games with software that targets those Siemens controllers. But Iran is expressing its anger at continued sabotage of their peaceful nuclear facilities, along with the assassination of their top nuclear scientists. Now, remember, nobody has actually found any evidence that Iran is building nuclear weapons. Everything Iran is doing, they are legally allowed to do under the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, which Iran has signed and ratified, and the United States government has signed and ratified. Israel, which has not signed the Non-Proliferation Treaty, will not allow inspections, does have nuclear weapons, was caught trying to sell one to South Africa, which is the very activity the Non-Proliferation Treaty is designed to prevent. They're out there pointing at Iran, saying, they're the bad guy. They're, you Americans, go kill Iran for us here. Apparently, there's been a major explosion near the Syrian border in Israel that wounded four Israeli soldiers, three of them moderately. This prompted the IDF to return artillery fire. And the question is, why would Syria, which is up to their eyeballs with the hired mercenaries and apparently getting some major victories right now. Why would Syria at this time provoke Israel? And the answer is they would not. They have better things to be doing. This feels like another Israeli false flag to justify another invasion across the Golan. Remember, only a few days ago, the Syrian mercenaries promised Israel the Golan if Israel helps them get rid of Assad. So it looks like Israel has agreed to that particular deal. Apparently, Lebanon is sending their army to the Syrian border as militants flee areas captured by the Syrian army in the Qalamun region. So they're trying to put that whole situation down. Apparently, Iran and Qatar are recasting their regional resistance alliance. And what it basically means in a nutshell is that commitments by several Middle Eastern nations to the Syrian rebels are now being ended. Their funding and their weapons and their support are being cut off because the writing is on the wall. Absent a direct U.S. military intervention, Assad is going to put down this attempted coup d'etat. Remember, the U.S. batting average in these coup d'etats is not that good. 56 attempts, 25 of which succeeded. That's about batting, what, a 450? They don't always succeed. Look at Iran in 2009 when they tried to kick that one up and went out there, shot that girl, tried to blame it on Iran's government. And it was really close to working. And then the son of the Shah opened his big yap and said he was ready to resume the peacock throne. And somebody noticed that all those pre-printed flags for the new Iran that were being handed out at the protests were actually the flag of the Shah. And at that point, the people of Iran said, oh, we're not going back to that. And the whole coup d'etat collapsed here. Let's see. The U.S. is now freezing diplomatic relations with Syria. Strange headline over at Zero Hedge. Orders non-U.S. personnel to leave the country. I don't think the U.S. has authority to order non-U.S. personnel out of the country. But apparently they're expressing their ire with Syria by ending diplomatic relations. Maybe if Flight 370 was stolen for a false flag, maybe it's going to be a false flag that can be used to restart the war with Syria. They're definitely, definitely desperate enough to try that. Over in Benghazi, their military academy had just finished the graduation ceremony when there was a car bombing at the military academy that killed at least 8 soldiers there. This is how close the popular uprising against the installed puppet coup d'etat government is getting. The legislature was already forced out of their buildings. They're doing business out of a hotel. It's right there in the capital city. And most of the country is very much out of the control of that U.S. puppet regime. Worker strike in Egypt has brought Egypt pretty much to a standstill. Remember when Morsi got in a very crooked election, but he won overwhelmingly anyway, and immediately stood up to U.S. and Israel. So, of course, they kicked him out, and now the Egyptian people are opposed to their newly installed U.S. puppet. We'll be right back.